bed, in the middle of the page. It's written, Gimel nichnasin laguf, three things enters into the body. So you see that actually now we finished that part of the dreams. And now we're going to another part that talks about health, about nurturing food. Three things that are entering to the body, ve'ein haguf ne'ene mehen, and the body is not enjoying them. Good gedaniyot, it's cherries, ve'chafniyot, chafniyot is a certain kind of dates that are bad, means that are not tasty at all, upaget mara, and dates that fell from the tree too early. Shlosha einichnasin laguf. There are three things that are not entering to the body. Ve'aguf nehene mehen, but the body enjoys from them. Means that it's useful for the body. Elohem, those are those three. Rechitza, washing the body. Vesicha, and putting oil on the body. Vetashmish, and to be with the wife. It's also good for the body. This is what the Gemara is saying. Shelosha, three things. Me'ein ha'olam haba. Three things, the satisfaction that the man receives from them, it's in a certain way, like to live in the world to come. Elohim, those are those three. Shabbat, Shabbos, Shemesh, the sun when it's rising, ve'tashmish, and a kosher tashmish. You know that it brings life to the world, it brings life and a certain satisfaction. So the Gemara is asking, Tashmish Demai, which kind of Tashmish? On which kind of Tashmish you're talking? With the wife or something else? Which Tashmish? Ilema, if you want to say Tashmish Amita, the means to use the bed, means to be with the wife. Ha mikhash kachish, the one that is doing it, he becomes to be weak, he becomes to be tired. So how can you say that it's like to live in the world to come, that over there we know that there's only growth and satisfaction? So how can it be? Ela tashmish nekavim. The Gemara is answering, using the holes of the body means to go to the bathroom, not to be with the wife. This is not an aspect of life in the world to come. Just to clean yourself in the bathroom, to remove the filth from you, this is an aspect of satisfaction that can remind, can hint about the satisfaction of the world to come. That relief that the man have when he's cleaning himself. Shlosha meshivin da'ato shel adam. Three things are saddling the thoughts, the man's thoughts. Means relaxing him, giving him quiet and relaxation in his thoughts. Elohen, those are those three. Kol, a voice, means a pleasant voice, music, or the voice of his father or his mother, some kind of voice that is warming him, that is pleasant for him. Umar'e, and a sight, if he sees good things, view beautiful things, like it's written, dirayafa kelim na'im, that if a man have nice vessels in his house and a nice apartment, are widening the thoughts of the man, giving him to live peaceful and quiet. So if he see good things, it's also helping him, for him to relax, to be happy. Vereach, and smell. He smells good smell, it's relaxing him also. Miyashev et da'ato. How do you say miyashev et da'ato?
There's a smell.
What? No. Miyashev et da'ato. Those three things, what they're doing.
Oh, broaden.
What?
It broadens widens the disposition of the man's mind.
שלושה מרחיבים דעתו של אדם. Three things are widening the opinion of the man, helping to, for him to be happy. אלו הן, those are those three that I just mentioned. דירה נאה, nice apartment, ואישה נאה, and a nice wife, וכלים נאים, and nice vessels, two instruments, things in the house, means couch, service, all of the things that a man, nice sink in the house, nice lamps in the house. Now the Gemara is bringing to us again another sign, another way of remembering those details. Chamisha, v'shisha, v'asara, siman. This is the way of learning by heart. Another thing, chamisha, five, echad mishishim. They are actually, the power is one out of 60 of something else. Elohen, those are those. Esh, fire, dvash, honey, v'shabbat, and shabbos, v'shena, sleeping, v'chalom, and a dream. And now the Gemara will explain. Esh, fire, echad mishishim lagehenom. The heat of fire is one out of 60 from the heat of fire in hell. Dvash, the pleasant taste of honey. Echad mishishim leman, it's one of 60 of the wonderful taste of man, the food that calls man. Shabbat, the pleasant of Shabbos. Echad mishishim laolam haba, one out of 60 of what the man can reach in the world to come. And means that it's a... How you going to tell something a little bit frightening? How you going to tell what's going to be in the world to come? Now, my Shabbos and your Shabbos are not the same, and Rav Shabbos is not the same also, and maybe someone else Shabbos, even maybe higher. So, on which Shabbos did they said? Also, the question is, on which world to come they said? So maybe you can say that the satisfaction that you have in this world in Shabbos, you have 60 times more than that in the world to come. So if you're not enjoying Shabbos, you're in a problem. So need to find a way to enjoy from Shabbos as much as you can, that when they're going to make it 60 times bigger, it's not going to be hell. You're going to enjoy from it. They're going to make it stronger, don't worry. It's going to be 60 times more. Now it's your job to enjoy Shabbos.
But that's good.
Amen.
It's a goal.
Yes, it is. It's great. Amen. Chalom, a dream. Echad mishishim lenvuah. It's one out of 60 of prophecy. Another group of things. Shisha devarim siman yafe lachole. Six things that are a good sign for a man that is sick. Means that they are a sign that his sickness is relieved, is become better. Elohen, and those are those. Itush, sneezing. Ze'ah, sweat. Shilshul, diarrhea. Keri, when seed comes out from him when he is sick and not out of filthy thoughts, it's a good sign. Veshena, and asleep, is a good thing that he's sleeping. Vachalom, and a dream. And now the Gemara is going to bring to us proofs to all of those explanations, for proofs for those six signs. Itush, sneezing, dichtiv, because it's written, Atishotav tahel or. His sneezing's going to illuminate with light. So, it's gonna illuminate his situation that he's in, means that he's gonna be healthier. Ze'ah, sweat. Dichtiv beze'at apecha, tochal lachem. With your sweat of effort, you're gonna eat bread. Means that the sick person gonna be healed and gonna be able to eat bread in the future. Shilshul, diarrhea. Dichtiv, mihar tso'e lehipateach ve'lo yamut lashachat. From the mountain of waste to be opened, and he will not gonna die lashachat, to a very low place in hell. means that that man, if he's got diarrhea, that the waste comes out, so he will not gonna go to hell. He's gonna be healed. Keri, seed, dichtiv, because it's written, Yir'e zera, gonna see a seed, Ya'arich yamim, gonna length his days, he's gonna have a long life, so it's a sign for healing. Shena, asleep, dichtiv, because it's written, Yashanti, az yanuachli, I was asleep, and from now I'm gonna rest, means gonna be healed. Chalom, a dream, dichtiv, vatachlimeni vahachayeni. You're gonna let me dream and you're gonna revive me. Six things, shisha devarim merapin et achole micholyo, are healing the sick man from his sickness. Urefuato, refuah. And his cure is healing him, really gonna help. Elohen, and those are those kruv, cabbage, utradin, leaves of selek, how you say selek?
Beets.
Vesisin. Sisin, it's kind of mint, one of the species of mint. Nana. Vesisin yeveshin, dry mint, certain kind of mint. Vekeiva, and guts.
Animal stomach.
Animal stomach. Veheret. Heret is an animal womb. Veyoteret hakaved.
Diaphragm.
What?
The diaphragm. It separates the lungs. It helps.
Diaphragm of an animal. Veyesh omrim, and there's opinion to say also af dagim ktanim, also small fish. They're healing. Velo od, just not only that on small fish. Ela, just also something else. Shedagim ktanim, that small fish. Mafrin umavrin, they are helping. There, it's a good thing for multiplying and for health. Kol gufo shel adam, getting strength to all of the body organs of the human being. Small fish, it means not large fish that are small now, means like sardinim, a species of small fish that when they're growing they're also small. This is what it means, small fish, not young fish, small fish. Asara dvarim, 10 things, machzirin et achole lecholio, brings the sick man back to be sick. Vecholio kashe, and his sickness become even harder than it was before. Elohen, those are those 10. Ha'ochel besar shor, the man that eats meat of a bull. Basar shamen, fat meat. Besar tzali, roasted?
Roasted meat.
Meat. Basar tziporim, meat, flesh of birds. Uveitza tzluya, and roasted egg. Vetiglachat, and shaving. Veshachalayim, and also the man that eats shachalayim. Shachalayim, it's a very, very spicy kind of plant. Ve'chalav, and milk, ve'agvina, and cheese, ve'hamerchatz, and bath. Ve'yesh omrim, and there's opinion, af, also, egozim, nuts. Ve'yesh omrim, and there's another opinion, af, kishuim, also,
cucumbers.
What?
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers, kishurim, 46. Like a cucumber. It's not a... It's kishu. It's...
They're saying large cucumbers.
It's squash. Now it's kishurim.
Squash.
Squash, kishurim.
Okay.
Tana de Berabi Ishmael, another supporting opinion to that last part that we learned in the Braita. Lama nikra shman kishuim, why you're calling squash to all kinds of cucumbers, maybe kishuim? Mipnei shehen kashim laguf kacharavot, because they're hard for the body like swords. Kishuim, they're squashing their body. The Gemara is asking, Eini, is it so that squash are bad for the body? Behakti, but it's been said, Vayomer Hashem la, Hashem told her to Rivka, Shene goyim bevitnech, two nations gonna come out from your belly. Al tikre goyim, and the tradition is saying, don't write goyim, Ela, just say geim. Geim means like proud. What it means proud? Who are those two nations? Ve'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, and Rav Yehuda said that he heard from Rav. Elu Antoninus. This is was one of them. It's Antoninus, the Caesar of Rome. Ve'Rebi and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That both of them, they were huge. Why they were so huge? Because they were all leaders of their nation, and it's written on both of them, Shelo pasak mishulchanam, that from their table never stopped from having, from being, lots, non, not, I say it's non,
radish,
velo chazeret, and not
horse radish.
Velo kishuin, and not squash, so you see that they are good cucumbers. Velo bimot hachama, not in the summer. Velo bimot hagshamim, and not in the raining days, in the winter. So you see here that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and also Antoninus Lehavdil, both of them, they were very, very rich, and they took care of it, that they're going to have squash on their tables every day. So it's good, it's not like swords to the body. They wouldn't take something that's going to damage them. Lo kashya, there is no difficulty, the Gemara is answering. Ha beravreve, ha bezutre. That brayta is talking about large cucumbers, squashes, that they are damaging the body. And when it's good, and when they were taking it to their table, Revi and Lehavdil Antoninus, it was when the squashes were tiny, small squashes, they're good for the body. Tanu Rabbanan, from now on, to choose only small cucumbers. Okay, choose small cucumbers, small squashes. Tanu Rabbanan, another brayta. A man that saw met babayit, a dead man in his house, means again in a dream. The Gemara now went back to the issue of the dreams. If a man saw a dead man in his house, in his dream, shalom babayit, he's going to have peace in his house. Instead of being so horrified, you don't know what I saw in my dream. Baruch Hashem, means that we're going to have shalom babayit. Today, this morning, my wife told me, I had a bad dream. I told her, what's so bad in it? Tell me your dream. She said, I saw that came blood out of my body from so many places. I told her, there is no better dream than that. The Gemara Masechet Brachot, we learned last week, if a man makes his dam, let blood out, siman, it's a sign that nimchalim kol avonotav, that they forgive all of his sins. So she said, how can it be that it's a sign? The Gemara is explaining. The red color of the blood is hinting on avonot, and here you see that they're separating from you. So you need to find the right way how to interpret the dream in a positive way.
And what did she say?
She accepted it. Who wants to have a bad dream? Everyone wants to have a good dream. No one is arguing on a good dream. So Achal veshata babayit, but if in the dream he saw that the dead man was eating and drinking in his house, siman yafeh labayit, it's a good sign for that house. Natal kelim min habayit, if that dead man took vessels, tools, he took vessels from the house, he took a plate and went, chas veshalom, siman ra labayit, it's not a good sign for that house. The Gemara now is explaining on which vessels we're talking about. Targema Rav Papa explained it. Bimsana vesandela. We're talking about a shoe and a sandal. Those are the vessels that are bad sign if they've been took out from the house. Kol deshakil, shichva, me'ale, bar mimsana v'sandela. So it means that everything else that he's taking is me'ale, is very good, except of shoe and a sandal. Kol deyayim, shichva, me'ale, bar me'afra v'chardela. And everything that he is giving except of earth and chardal,
mustard,
they are good signs. Why chardal is a bad sign? So we can understand it, why if he's taking shoe or a sandal, it's a good sign. If he took those two, so it's a bad sign. Why? Because actually the man won't be able to walk anymore. Means he's taking his... This is why also we're saying not to use shoes and sandals of a dead man. If a man passed away, so you can donate all of his things to other people except of shoes and sandals. Because the man is standing on it. And if the man died, or if the dead man in the dream came and took the shoes, so this is his walking, his life, his ability to walk. Shalom Aleichem. So also if he's giving someone in the dream earth, so it's a bad sign, because it's a sign for burial, for death. But about the mustard, it's written now, the Schuttenstein here is writing that in Masechet Shabbat it's written on mustard that is very, very spicy, that mamash, it's hard for the man to enjoy from it. But when you're putting coal, means fire, into it, you're making it sweeter. This is how you break the spiciness of the mustard. So the coal, the flame, is like the flame of life. And actually you're turning it off when you're putting it into this, into the chardal, into the mustard. So it's a sign they're bringing here, that it's a sign for turning off the flame of life, chas v'shalom, that it's going to be so spicy for him, so bitter for him, that it's going to turn off the, have to make it sweeter, means to, that to turn off the flame of his life, chas v'shalom. So it's a bad sign. If a man saw makom she'ne'ekra mimeno avodat gilulim, so now it's not in the dreams anymore. Now it's if a man is walking in a certain place, that from that place been uproot an idol, a place that people were worshipping idols in that place. A place shenekra that been uprooted from it, avodat gilulim, an idol, he should say the bracha like we learned, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, she'akar avodat kochavim me'artzenu, that uproot idols from our land. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a braita. Haroe merkulis, a man that sees a statue of that idol, merkulis. Maybe they would. The Gemara now, they're bringing here in Tosfot that actually the name of Merkulis wasn't Merkulis at all. Just it's a way of us to make fun out of that name. So maybe they would call it miracles. And we're laughing at it and calling it Merkulis. Understand?
Is there an English word translation for Merkulis?
You found it?
No, I don't. That's what I'm asking.
No, it doesn't have a meaning, Merkulis. But I think for myself, maybe miracles is the source of that, you know? להלכה, today we're not saying that ברכה. Okay, so in the Braita they're saying, Tanu Rabanan, Aroeh Merkulis, if a man see that idol, Omer, it should say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenatan Orech Apayim Leobre Retzono, that gave, that he's got patience, even for the ones that are fighting with him. So if the ones that are breaking his will, against his will, he's patient with them and let them live, so even more so for the ones that try to worship him, to keep his will. The one that saw Makom Shenekra Mimena Avodat Kochavim, a place that an idol's been uprooted from there, Omer, he should say, Baruch Sheakar Avodat Kochavim Me'Artzenu, blessed is the one that uprooted idols from our land. וכשם שנעקרה ממקום זה, and he should keep on saying in the end of the bracha, and like that it been uprooted from this place, כן תעקר מכל מקומות ישראל. Exactly the same is going to be uprooted from all the places of Israel. והשב לב עובדיהם, and bring the heart of the one that worship idols, לעובדיך, to serve you. This is in Eretz Israel, if he sees. But if he sees it outside of Eretz Israel, ובחוץ לארץ, outside of Eretz Israel, אין צריך לומר, you don't need to say, והשב לב עובדיהם לעובדיך. Bring the heart of the one that worship idols to serve you. מפני, because שרובה עובדי כוכבים, the most of the worship idols over there are non-Jews. And that request that we asked before, it's on Jewish people that Chas v'Shalom worship idols. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying, אף בחוץ לארץ צריך לומר כן. Also outside of Eretz Israel you should say that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the grandson of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Belineder. He is the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and he named on his grandfather Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And he's saying that also outside of Eretz Israel you should wish that the goyim going to do tshuva. Mipnei she'atidim lehitgayer, because in the future the non-Jews, they going to be converted. Sheneemar, that it's been said, אז אהפוך אל עמים שפה ברורה. Then I'm gonna turn to the nations in a clear, understandable language, that everyone gonna call the name of Hashem Yitbarach, to serve Hashem Yitbarach with one heart, Shechem Echad, all together. Let's read Rashi. Good Gedaniot, Tzirtish, it's those Duvdevanim, Sherry. Kafniot, Mintmarim Raim, a kind of bad dates. Shemesh, Chama Vezorachat, warm and illuminant and rising. Kol, voice, Shel Mine Zemer, kinds of songs. O Kol Arev, or a nice tomb, Shel Isha, of a woman. Itush, Ishternoder, sneezing. Mehar Tzoa, Mishu Tzarich Leharik Me'av, the one that needs to empty his stomach. Harakat Kli, Nikret Tzeiya, to take out something out from a vessel, it calls Tzeiya. Sheneemar, that it been said, Veshalachti lo Tzoim, I send Tzoim to him, Vetzauhu Vekelav Yariku, and they're going to help him to tso'e, to be tso'e, to take out, וכלב יריקו, and going to empty his vessels. במואב כתיב, it's written on Moab. ותחלימני ואחייני, going to heal me and revive me. בחזקיה כתיב, it's written on חזקיה, that's been healed. תרדין, בלייץ, מי סיסין, בשול פוליאול. מי סיסין, בשול פוליאול. מי סיסין,
the water of mint והרת ודלרה שהשליל בתוכה, the womb, יותר את הכבד, איברש של בהמה, שרעפת, I called it the middle part of the stomach that separates the
diaphragm.
ותגלה הכבד, we said, ומברין, helping, לשון בריאות, means makes health, ותגלחת, אם מגלח, if he's shaving himself, זוטרה, יפין, nice ones, they are good, the small ones, מסנה, the sandala, shoe and a sandal, סימן יוצאי חוץ הוא, it's a sign for someone that goes out, שמוציא אחרים מן הבית, that he takes other people out from the house, אפרה, earth, סימן הוא, it's a sign שרמז להם קבורה, that he hints them on burial, לב of them, the heart of the one that serves idols, של פוש, על פושעי ישראל מתפלל, he's talking on criminals, Israeli criminals, this is it. Thank you, Rabbi Stein.
Thank you.